Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins.
And my name is Nigel Payne.
Nigel, we are together physically.
We are.
And it's a slightly noisy background.
Yeah.
So we're at the LPI's Learning Provider Connect event in the City of London. And we're both on a panel discussion earlier. I was asking some questions and you were on the panel. And we got together at the end of the session, and here we are, sort of saying, well, what should we talk about? What do we find interesting from the day? And you had something that you wanted to talk about. What was that?
Well, we're not in a pub, by the way. It might sound like that. What I wanted to talk about was a little statistic that was flashed up on the screen by the young Martins, and that was that Facebook has about 10 billion video views per day. Sorry? I'll start that again. Facebook has about 8 billion video views per day, but Snapchat has 10 billion. And I think that is a fascinating statistic. The volume is extraordinary, but the fact that Snapchat is outpacing Facebook tells us about a different kind of world. Video views on Snapchat are not the same as video views on Facebook. They're ephemeral, they're for the moment, they are designed to fade rapidly, they are designed to illuminate a very small fragment of something briefly, like a candle flutters out. Now, we have not in a million years picked up the significance of these shifts in R&D, but imagine a kind of Snapchatification, that's a good word, of learning, where insights are shared as just teeny little insights, momentarily up there, maybe consolidated if you decide to save them, but otherwise they just disappear into the empyrean. I think that is a very interesting reflection of the way we live, but it isn't yet a reflection of the way we learn. And perhaps, Martin, it should be.
So if we unpick that just a little bit, I like these Snapchatification. There you go, I said it the first time. There's two things. The ephemeral nature of knowledge. So this idea of, you know, tacit knowledge and, you know, in the moment. This thing that organisations are grappling with all the time. This is just anathema, the idea that there could be an employee population that are sharing stuff that will never be seen again. So what about that? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm very serious, because if you do that, then you are massively more likely to share something if you know that the only time it will surface again is if someone makes a real effort to save it. In other words, it's really valuable and it's something they want to keep, and the rest just fades away. So therefore, you've got a kind of inbuilt filter system and an inbuilt curation system happening, and it's very unthreatening. And you just pick up your phone, you say something, you show something, you get someone else to say something, and you see what happens. And if nothing happens, you've not lost, the organization that hasn't lost, but maybe just that momentary insight is extraordinarily powerful when it gets picked up, saved, shared. That's really good.
I do like the idea of it being a kind of self-selecting, valuable content. It stays the course and other stuff just fades away. I quite like that idea. But are organisations ready for it? Come on. It's, you know, I really like the sound of it. I'm being very rhetorical when I say that, you know, it's just, you know, how are organisations going to deal with the fact that this tacit knowledge just won't be stored? But really, are organisations anywhere near being able to do what we're talking about?
Fair question. But I remember when Snapchat started, and I saw review after review saying, this will never take off. Why would you put something on video and it just lasts 24 hours if no one looks at it? And if they do look at it, even it lasts a few seconds. That's never going to take off. But as a form of communication, it kind of matches the way we talk. When I say something to Martin, he doesn't immediately write it down verbatim and store it in a database. He forgets 98% of it. But occasionally, even I say something that interests him, and he remembers it and he writes it out. This is the perfect analogy, technology analogy, to sharing conversational insights in the moment and filtering them, because some things stick, but most things don't. I think it's brilliant. And I think organisations might get it. All it will take is one to show that this is absolutely unbelievable. The rest will immediately leap on the bandwagon because it's very simple and very potentially very powerful.
Yeah, I have actually remembered maybe 97% of what you've said to me rather than the 3 or 2% that I normally remember. Snapchatification. I will never, ever forget that, right? So that's in my head. I like the idea of this and I like the way you're describing it. And I think I'm taking a serious tone now because in the room there was a very real sense of, wow, anyone under 25 is doing this and it's kind of like they're normal. And what do we do about that? So I think we're kind of living in hope here, aren't we, that actually from the bottom up we are going to see some quite smart, newer ways of dealing with information and knowledge within businesses, which looks quite different to what we currently see.
Yeah, because it's based on need. You know, there's a real problem with getting insight faster, and if this works, people will take it, not for the technology, but for what it actually delivers. So watch this space.
Nigel, that was brilliant. Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Thank you, Martin.